بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the book of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, the correct response to those who altered the religion of Jesus, peace be upon him. And this is the 8th session in progress. You're going to find all of those on the site. I just worked them out tonight, alhamdulillah, and will be loaded, all of them there in a folder, carrying the same name, so you'll find all the lectures there, inshallah ta'ala. For those who missed the 7 first lectures, they can find them there. Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, said, now he's beginning to respond to the bishop's points concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, it is known that the statements made regarding the truthfulness or falsehood of someone claiming to hold a message takes precedence over talking about his message being a general or particular. Because the bishop said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam message, as you know, is particular to the Arabs. And now Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah is refocusing the issue, telling him that what matters first is the truthfulness or untruthfulness of the holder of the message. You people are claiming that his message is particular. لكن هؤلاء القوم ادعوا خصوص رسالته. These people, meaning the Christians, claim that Muhammad's message is particular. وذكروا أن القرآن يدل على ذلك. And they mentioned that the Quran testifies to that. Then we will respond to that which they mentioned in order, chapter by chapter. فَنَقُولُ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ, he said, صحمه الله. Then we say, and in Allah we seek success. That the statements as the one who addressed creation telling them that he is a messenger of Allah to them, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, as well as others like him who said that they were messengers like Ibrahim, Abraham, Musa, and the like of the messengers, the truthful ones, may Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon all of them and all the righteous. So the statements regarding those prophets and messengers that they are truthful, and the statements regarding those claiming prophethood yet they are lying, false prophets. For example, Musaylam al-Kadhab and Al-Aswad Al-Ansi is based upon two fundamentals, meaning the speech regarding the one who addresses the creation that he is a messenger, and compared to that who is a false liar, false prophet, is based upon two principles. He mentioned of the false prophets too. he mentioned two false prophets. One of them by the name of Musaylama al-Kadhab, he gave an example. And he is Musaylama bin Thumama, a false prophet. He was born in Yamama, in Najd, which is mid of Arabia. He rejected Islam before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when Abu Bakr became the leader and he fought the apostates, he killed this Musaylama in a battle which took place in the year 12 after Hijrah. This is Musaylama, the false prophet. The other one is Al-Aswad Al-Anisi, a superstitious person from the people of Yemen. He was a tyrant. He accepted Islam when Yemen became Muslim state, and then he became an apostate during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he was awwal murtad fil Islam. He was the first to reject Islam after believing in it, and he claimed the prophethood, and he was 4 months after his claim, he was killed by Fayruz al-Daylami before the death of the Prophet ﷺ by 1 month. So here, therefore, the statement regarding truth and falsehood is based upon two principles, two fundamentals, Shaykh al-Islam now is saying. First of all, أَنَّعْرِفْ مَا يَقُولُهُ فِي خَبَرِهِ وَأَمْرِهِ. We should know as to that which he tells about in what he tells about and in what he his affair and in what he commands, and whether he said that he is a messenger to mankind or whether he said that he was only sent to a certain community, not to any other one. This is the first principle. So the first principle is to know what he says, in what he informs, in his command. Secondly, meaning we should examine his statements. To put it simply, we should examine his statements. The second is, أن يعرف هل هو صادق أو كذاب أو كاذب. The second is, we should know, is he truthful or liar? Is he a truthful or liar? And through these two fundamental matters, the detailed faith is completed. What is the detailed faith? Is to know the truthfulness of the messenger and to know what he is bringing. This is the detailed faith. As to the general faith, أما الإيمان المجمل, then it occurs by knowing his truthfulness in that which he is bringing. Like our belief in the previous messengers or the former messengers. And we would know of his truthfulness or his lying. Now he comes to the what proves the truthfulness, the dala'il, the evidences that stand to prove the truthfulness of the Prophet, meaning the true Prophet, and the falsehood of the one who claims it and lies about it. These evidences are many to distinguish between these two types, the true prophet and the false one, Because he said, the one who من ادعى النبوة وكان صادقا فهو من أفضل خلق الله. Because the one who claims prophet and is truthful, then he is أفضل خلق الله, is the superior, the best of Allah's creation, and وأكملهم في العلم, and most perfect in knowledge and in his deen and in his religion. Because there is no one better than the messengers of Allah and his prophets. May Allah's salah and salam be upon all of them. Even though some of them may be preferred over others or excel others. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in 253, تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. Those messengers, we preferred some to others. To some of them Allah spoke directly, others He raised to degrees, and etc. And also Allah said in Surah Al-Isra in 17:55, وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. So here is talking of the messengers, and in the next verse 17:55, Allah is making clear that He preferred also some of the prophets above others. And your Lord knows best all who are in the heaven and the earth. And indeed, this is a point of evidence, we have preferred some of the prophets above others. Now, if the one who claims prophethood is a liar, then he will be of the most evil disbelievers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you see the contrast how Shaykh al-Islam now makes between the two categories, the true prophet and the false one. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah said, 6:93, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ وَمَنْ قَالَ سَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. And who can be more unjust than he who invents a lie against Allah or says, I have received inspiration, whereas he is not inspired in anything. And he who says, I will reveal the like of what Allah has revealed. So these are the worst. They can be, who can be more unjust than those types? Also Allah tells us in Surah Az-Zumar in 39, 32 and 33, if we can have them one by one, inshallah. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدْقِ إِذْ جَاءَ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Is he who's... Is this... There we go. Then, who does more wrong than one who utters a lie against Allah and denies the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abode for the disbelievers? وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ 33. And he, Muhammad, who has brought the truth, those are believed therein. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. Those are the muttaqun, the pious and righteous. And also Allah warned clearly in the same chapter, in chapter 39, verse 60. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And on the day of resurrection, you will see those who lied against Allah. Their faces will be black. Is there not in hell an abode for the arrogant ones? فالكذب, Shaykh al-Islam continued rahimahullah saying, فالكذب أصل الشر. Lying is the foundation of evil. And the worst of lying is lying against Allah. Saying lies against Allah. Then he said, والصدق أصل للخير. And truthfulness is asl, foundation for truth, for goodness. And the greatest is الصدق على الله, being truthful concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in الصحيحين, in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. Stick to truthfulness. Truthfulness leads to birr, which is righteousness. وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة. And righteousness leads to paradise. ولا يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق. And a man keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a Siddiq, written Siddiq with Allah. Meaning a truthful person. He will be written as a truthful person with Allah. And then he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ, and beware of lying. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. And because falsehood leads to lying, lying leads to falsehood, and falsehood leads to hell. ولا يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتم عند الله كذابا. And a man keeps on telling lies till he is written before Allah as a liar. And due to the fact that this one, the truthful one, will be in high levels, and the other who is liar will be in the lowest level, then there is definitely between them great differences, which, and proofs as well, which tells who is truthful from them, and it tells who is lying of them. And that's why the proofs and the signs for the truthfulness of the messengers were many and diverse. Similarly, the proofs of those claiming, falsely claiming prophethood, are many and diverse. After this prelude now, إذا عرف هذا, you see the style of Shaykh al-Islam. Now he, what is the basic conclusion now? What is, in summary, we have learned from this introduction that he made, and which is the beginning of his response? That for truthfulness there are signs, and for lying there are signs. He said, إذا عرف هذا فهؤلاء القوم في هذا المقام. If this is known, then those people, meaning the Christians who claim what they claim concerning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, who claim that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يرسل إليهم, was not sent to them, but rather to إلى أهل الجاهلية من العرب, rather to the people of جاهلية, those who, the pagans before Islam, then this claim, such a claim, demands two things. Either they say that he himself did not claim that he was sent to them, but rather his followers claimed so. This is the first one. Or either they should say that he claimed that he was sent to them, and he is lying in his claim. So either he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not claim he was sent, but his followers claim so, or he claims he is sent to them and he is lying. What the Christians mentioned in their book, in their letter, may refer to the first point, that the person was not, did not claim he was sent, but his followers claim. This is in the beginning of their letter. It may hint towards the first case. And at the end of their letter, it may hint to the other. In reality, however, in reality, this is very important. They did not deny that he was sent to the Arabs. However, they denied that he was sent to them. So, أَمَّا رِسَالَتُهُ إِلَى الْعَرَبِ, concerning his message to the Arabs, they didn't declare whether they believed in that or they belied that, even though their obviously understood statement entails their attestation of his message to the Arabs. And rather they believed in that which agreed with their sayings, and they denied what's contrary to their sayings. وَنَحْنُ نُبَيِّنُ, and we will make it clear that أَنَّهُ لَا يَصَحُّ احْتِجَاجُهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that it is incorrect to make any plea in that which the Prophet ﷺ brought. Then we will speak concerning these two matters, point one and point two, which we discussed now, he said. And we will also make it clear that their plea that the Quran stands to prove their, the correctness of their deen, is also incorrect, and that the Quran, there is no proof whatsoever to support what they claim, and that there is no contradiction whatsoever in the Quran. Similarly, the books of the previous prophets, which they use as a plea for their argument, هي حجة عليهم, stands as a proof against them. There is nothing in there to stand as a proof for them. Even if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, was not sent at all, and then how could it be therefore a proof for them, while knowing that the book which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought is in agreement to all the prophets, the statements of all the former prophets alayhimus salam, annulling their religion, annulling their religion, meaning the Christian's religion, and their saying in Trinity, and their saying in unification and the like. Add to that also as a proof against them is العقل الصريح, the sound reason, contradict their pleas. So we will prove that they have no plea in what the Prophet ﷺ brought, or in that which the prophets before him brought, nor in sound reasoning. Rather, or on to the contrary, what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ brought and what the former messengers brought, together with Sarih al-Aql, with the sound reasoning, all stand as decisive proofs for the invalidity of their religion. But we must first emphasize the following, that أَنَّ احْتِجَاجَهُمْ بِمَا جَاءَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that their plea in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, meaning using it as an argument, لَا يَصُحُّ بِوَجْهٍ مِنَ الْوُجُوهِ, is invalid from all angles, and that it is not acceptable. لا يجوز أن يحتج بمجرد المنقول عن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, أن يحتج بمجرد المنقول عن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من يكذبه في كلمة واحدة مما جاء به. That it is not acceptable for anyone to use as a proof or evidence in what is related from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from the one who belies him in a single word. The same holds true regarding also the rest of the prophets. Meaning you cannot use their statements and what related from them while you belie them even in one word. This is in contrast in making pleas by the words of non-prophets, because some of their words, the pleas, may agree with your claims. Some. However, what was told by the messengers, alayhim as-salam, or by the one who said that he is a prophet, فَلَا يُمْكِنُ الْإِحْتِجَاجُ بِبَعْضِهِ دُونَ بَعْضٍ سِوَاءً قُدِّرَ صِدْقُهُمْ أَوْ كَذِبُهُمْ, then you cannot make pleas in some of their statements and leave other, but rather you should take it as a whole and should be entirely accepted or left. Should be taken as a whole. Entirely accepted or left. Now he said, وَهَذَا بِخِلَافِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَإِنَّهُ يَصِحُّ احْتِجَاجُهُمْ عَنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى بِمَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ قَبْلَ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. In sharp contrast is that it is correct for the Muslims to use for arguments against the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, utilizing that which the prophets before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, while to the contrary the people of the book cannot do this regarding what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. Why? He said, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مُقِرُّونَ بِنُبُوَّةِ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَغَيْرُهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ. It is because the Muslims accept the prophethood of Musa and that of Isa and that of David and that of Sulaiman and others from the Prophet عليه السلام. And it is a must for them and upon them it is decreed. وَعِنْدَهُمْ يَجِبُ الْإِيمَانُ بِكُلِّ كِتَابٍ أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهُ, And with the Muslims, it's a must that they believe in every book which Allah set down. وَبِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهِ And in every prophet which the messenger which Allah sent. وَهَذَا أَصْلُ دِينِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And this is the foundation of the Muslim religion. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بِنَبِيٍّ وَاحِدٍ For anyone who disbelieves in one single messenger or one single prophet أو كتاب واحد or one single book فهو عندهم كافر then he is a kafir to them بل من سب نبيا من الأنبياء فهو عندهم كافر مباح الدم even anyone who dares even to despise one of the prophets then he is a kafir to them and his blood is lawful قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:136-137 قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم Say, O Muhammad, say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, to Ismail, to Yaqub, to Jacob, and to Al-Asbat, the 12 sons of Yaqub, Musa, Moses, and Isa, Jesus, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord, we make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted in Islam. Also believing in the messengers and the books, قال الله تعالى in 2:285, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله The messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم believes in what has been sent down to him and his Lord from his Lord and so do the believers each one believes in Allah his angels his books and his messengers they say we make no distinction between one of another of his messengers and they say we hear and we obey your forgiveness our Lord and to you is the return to kutubi and in some verses Allah refers to them as al-kitab meaning the book and this is a name of kind ismu jins for every book and he gave other verses as well but this is inshallah sufficient to illustrate the point Then he cited the following verse and we want to use this verse because there are benefits in it. In 2:1-5 The beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah Alif Lam Mim ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون In all of these verses he is asserting the fact that the Muslims have the right and they are correct in making a plea for their arguments in the books and in the messages before that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم because they believe in them And then he uses these verses. This is the book, the Quran, Alif Lam Mim. Whereof there is no doubt, a guidance to those who are muttaqeen pious and love Allah much, who believe here, muttaqeen, okay? Then he gave their descriptions. Who believe in al-ghayb, in the unseen, and perform the salah, and spend out of what we have provided for them. And who believe in which has been sent down to you, O Muhammad, not only that, and in was sent before you from the Torah and the Injil, which was sent down before you, and they believe with certainty in the hereafter. They are the on true guidance from Allah. So this book which Allah sent is guidance for the pious who believe in the unseen, establish the prayers, give the zakah, and who believe in that which has been sent to you and has been sent before and in the hereafter they are certain. Then he said that they are the successful at the end. So no one will be successful except those who attain these qualities. So all of these qualities are qualities of the believers, and this is the correct opinion, that it is the qualities of the believers. So Allah then detailed the description of their belief after he mentioned them generally. فَصَّلَ إِيمَانَهُمْ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَجْمَلَهُ. He detailed, عليكم السلام, their belief after he generalized it in the beginning of the statement. Why? Here is this. He said, لِأَلَّا يَظُنَّ ظَانٌ, lest anyone doubts, أَنَّ مُجَرَّدَ دَعْوَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْغَيْبِ يَنْفَعَ, that the mere saying of belief in the unseen is beneficial. Even if he says this, وَإِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, yani if he says that I believe in the unseen without saying I believe in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and in that which was sent before, then his faith in the unseen is of no avail to him. He said even, فَلَوْ قَالَ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, if some of the people says, أَنَا أُؤْمِنُ بِالْغَيْبِ, I believe in the unseen, وَهُوَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضِ مَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم, yet with that he says he doesn't believe in some, look at this, in some of what was brought down upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, or not only that, أو ببعض ما أنزل على من قبله, or in some of that which was sent before him, لم يكن مؤمنا, then he is not a believer, حتى يؤمن بجميع ما أنزل إليه, until he believes in all that which has been sent to him, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وما أنزل إلى من قبله, and to that which has been revealed to those before him. And we know that the Muslims, he said, لا يستجيز أحد منهم التكذيب بشيء مما أنزل على من قبل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We know that the Muslims know that it is, and see that it is not allowable to belie anything which was sent down upon those who were before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, look at this critical point now he's making. However, الاحتجاج بذلك عليهم يحتاج إلى ثلاث مقدمات. However, making plea in what was sent or related to those before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam requires three introductions. Number one, ثبوت ذلك عن الأنبياء عليه السلام, that what is related is affirmed, is authentically affirmed, that exactly this is what they said. The first thing. So you cannot make an argument in that which was related or was said, before the advent of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, unless number one, ثبوت ذلك عن الأنبياء, that this was really what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the prophets of before. ثبوت ذلك, what is related is authentically related from them. Secondly, the correct translation to the Arabic tongue, or to the tongue used by the respective prophets. Authentically they affirm. Meaning to say that this statement was said by Musa. This statement was said by Jesus. How can you make a plea in it if it is not affirmed? So this is important. That's why he put it the first thing. Is that clear? The secondly is the correct translation to the Arabic tongue or the tongue which was used, like the Roman tongue or the Syrian tongue, Syriani. Why we say this? Because the tongue of Musa and Dawood and David and Al-Masih, Jesus, and others from the prophets of the children of Israel, their tongues, their language, meaning, was Hebrew. Was Hebrew. So any translation from that to the Roman or the Syrianic language must be correct. And here he gave a point of benefit and he said, وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنَّ لِسَانَ الْمَسِيحِ كَانَ سِرْيَانِيًّا أَوْ رُومِيًّا فَقَدْ غَلَطْ. Anyone who claims that the language of Jesus alayhi salam was Syrianic or Roman, then he erred. So this is the second thing then, is to use the correct translation concerning these narrations from the prophets. This is the second thing. This is the second important introduction before you start utilizing their statements. The third is, most welcome, تفسير ذلك الكلام ومعرفة معناه. Interpretation of their statements, of these statements made by them or related to them, ومعرفة معناه, and knowing what it means. Three things are required in order to make a plea in their statements, in the statements attributed to the prophets before that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I think if we get this benefit clearly understood tonight, this would be, inshallah, something very useful. You remember? Now let's go over the three preludes or introductions. Number one, that this attributed the statement to, that you are making use of or you want to make the plea in, is it affirmed that such and such prophet said it? Second, was there a correct translation of it, either to the Arabic tongue or to the tongues before? Because the tongues of the prophets of the children of Israel was Hebrew. Thirdly, interpretation of their statements and understanding what it means. So the Muslims, therefore, he said, فَلِهَذَا أَنْضَصْ كَانَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. The Muslims, لَا يَرُدُّونَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْحُجَجِ بِتَكْذِيبِ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي شَيْءٍ قَالَهُ. The Muslims, they never rejected any proofs or pleas by belying any of the prophets in that which they said. In that which they said. ولكن, however, قد يكذبون الناقل عنهم. Listen, they may disbelieve in the one narrating the statements of the previous prophets, or they may interpret what's related from them according to what is intended by the prophets or by other meaning due to certain error. So some Muslims therefore may err in disbelieving some of an-naql, the narrations, or in his interpretation of what is related. Just like any one of them, meaning the Christians, could do the same, and from the other creeds as well. ولكن, however, وهذا, this matter of erring in this way, بخلاف, and I hope you understand now his words, ولكن هذا بخلاف تكذيب نفس النبي. This is, however, different from belying the Prophet himself. There's a difference between the two. Are you now understanding, inshallah, what he is referring to? Is this understood, inshallah? This is very important, wallahi, this is very fundamental, you know, this issue concerning the narrations of the previous prophets. This is different from belying the Prophet himself, you know, to err in the interpretation of something. Okay, you understand the difference now, mashallah. Brothers, sisters, do you understand now this? Is it clear? Mashallah. Just put one, inshallah. Otherwise, I can repeat. Now, the three points that he made were clear to you, the three points earlier, related to the how to use the statements of the prophets, how to make reference to them and use them as a plea. What's related must be authentically affirmed. The correct translation must be there. The interpretation of their statements and knowing what it means. Okay. So it's possible for the Muslim and the non-Muslim, what is Sheikh al-Islam now is saying, I mean, it is possible to make errors in the interpretation or even in the translation. And this is applicable to the Muslim and to non-Muslim as well. ولكن, however, the point what he wants to assert is that there is a difference between this type of error, okay, it is different from belying the Prophet himself, because this would be kufrun sarih. He said فَإِنَّهُ كُفْرٌ صَرِيح. This would be explicit kufr, disbelief, meaning with respect to the Muslim, this would be kufr sarih, to belie the Prophet, contrary to the people of the book, in the sense that their belief cannot be completed without belying some of that which Allah revealed. And accordingly, وَمَتَى كَذَبَ بِكَلِمَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مِمَّا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ مَنْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَطُلَ احْتِجَاجُهُ بِسَائِرِ كَلَامِهِ. Then whenever he belies one word of that said by the one who is saying that he is a messenger of Allah, then his plea of using the rest of his words becomes invalid, and thus the plea of using the words of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام حجتهم به ضاحضة, their plea is refuted Is this understood? Yani all of this tonight, what we have came up, is summarized in this word so far. This is what he wants to attain. And then he makes the argument for his statement. Now, he's saying, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الَّذِي يَقُولِ إِنَّهُ رَسُولٌ, because the one who is saying that I am a messenger of Allah, إِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ صَادِقًا فِي قَوْلِهِ, he is either truthful in what he's saying that I am a messenger, and in all that which he informs from Allah, or that he is what? Lying. Even in one single word. If he lies in one single word, he is lying, and the rest cannot be trusted. And on this basis, therefore, you cannot take of his words to be a plea while you belie something of what he is saying. فَإِنْ كَانَ صَادِقًا فِي ذَلِكَ, then if he is truthful in that which he is informing, اِمْتَنَعَ أَنْ يَكْذِبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا يُبَلِّغْهُ عَنَ اللَّهِ, then it is impossible for him to make a lie against Allah in anything which he is informing of Allah. Because فَإِنَّ مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَوْ فِي كَلِمَةٍ وَاحِدٍ, then anyone who belies against Allah in one single, commits a lie against Allah in one word, كَانَ مِمَّنْ اِفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ, he'll be like the one who forged a lie. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and he wouldn't be a messenger from Allah. وَمَنْ اِفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ تَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَنَبِّئِينَ الْكَذَّابِينَ, and anyone who forges a lie against Allah, then it becomes clear that he is from the false prophets, which he started to talk about, remember, in the beginning. And therefore, this cannot be, should not be taken. What he is informing cannot be taken as a plea. Because now, it is evident, فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ عُلِمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُرْسِلُهُ, because of his lies now, it is evident that Allah didn't send him. And if he says one saying, and he speaks the truth about in that, and he says the truth in that saying, this is just like anybody else said by any, it is just like anyone else who may say something truthful. It is not because now he is making that he is, you know, he is saying the truth that this is from Allah. This is like accepting what the mushriks or the rest of kafirs may say from the truth. Because in Ubad al-Awthan, the idol worshippers, if they utter about Allah that which is true, like for example the attestation of the pagan Arabs that Allah created the heavens and the earth, we don't belie them in that. Even though they are kuffar. Similarly, if the kafir says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ قَادِرٌ خَالِقٌ, that Allah is ever-living, all-able, creator, we don't belie him in this saying. Yani what Shaykh al-Islam is saying, that his saying is true, but now he's not really telling of Allah as a messenger from Allah. Just like the saying of anyone who says the truth, even if a kafir says this. And anyone who belies one word against Allah, saying that Allah anzalaha alayhi, Allah revealed it to him, and Allah didn't, فَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَذَّابِينَ, then he is from the liars, whereby we cannot make any plea in any of his sayings, in that which they say this is from Allah, and in the other sayings which they don't attribute to Allah, then they are like the rest of people. In fact, they will be like the rest of the liars. If we come to know that what they said is correct, the statement that they make, if we come to know that the statement that they made is correct from what? From a source other than them, then we accept the faith because the Prophet stands to accept for its correction, for it being correct, not because they said it. And therefore, those who, if they attest in aqarru, those in the Christians, in aqarru bi risalati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they attest to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that he is sadiq, truthful in that which he relates from Allah, from the book and wisdom, then it is a must upon them to believe بِكُلِّ مَا ثَبَتَ عَنْهُ, in all that which has been affirmed to be related by him from the book and wisdom. In the same manner as it is incumbent to believe in everything that the messengers brought. And if they belie him in one single word or doubt his truthfulness regarding it, then this stands to prove that they attest to his messengership. And if this is the case, then their plea in that which he says is like their plea in what is said by other than the prophets, from the liars or those whom we doubt their truthfulness. And it is known that أن من عرف كذبه على الله على الله فيما يقول, that if someone is known of making lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which he says, meaning he is saying that, well, what he is saying is a conveyance from Allah, or if we doubt his truthfulness, then it cannot be determined that he is a messenger in this case, and that he is truthful in everything that he says or conveys from Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if we don't know that of him, then we can't know. We don't know, and there is no way to know that Allah revealed to him anything. So how about if it is known that he is, or he is known for his lying, then it is assuredly then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send anything to him, nor did he assign him as a messenger. As it is the case with Musaylam al-Kadhab and Al-Aswad al-Anisi, wa Tulayh al-Asadi, and the lying of Mani and the others from the false prophets, false prophets. And who is Mani? Mani is the son of Fatik al-Hakim, a dualist. The Manawite sect is attributed to him. He claimed that the universe has two creators. One is a doer of good, and that is the light. And the other is a doer of evil, and that is the darkness. And that they are eternal both, but they are different in essence and in form, opposite in action and in running affairs. And this Mani appeared in the time of Shabur bin Azdashar, after Isa alayhi salam, after Jesus, and many of the Magians followed him, and they claimed that he was a prophet. He was killed at the time of Sabur bin Bahram. Then Shaykh al-Islam continued saying, and if it is doubted concerning his truthfulness, even in one single word, whether on purpose or due to error, then we cannot believe him in that. And in the rest of what he is informing as to be from Allah. Because believing in him, in that which he tells as to be from Allah, can only be if he is a true messenger who doesn't lie on purpose or purposely, as well as by error. Because everyone sent by Allah must be truthful in everything that he conveys and does not lie on purpose nor by mistake. And this is a matter agreed upon by all people, Muslims, Jews, Christians and others, in agreement that the messenger must be truthful, infallible in what? In that which he conveys from Allah. Because the purpose of the message is not attained without this. As Musa, may Allah salah and salam be upon him, said to Fir'aun in chapter 7:104 and 105, Ya Fir'aun, inni rasulun min rabbil alameen, haqiqun ala an la aqula ala Allah illa al-haq. O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of all that exists. حَقِيقٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا أَقُولَ عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. And Musa said, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of Al-Alameen. Proper it is for me that I say nothing concerning Allah but the truth. Indeed, I have come unto you from your Lord with a clear proof. So also we take from Surah Al-Haqqah, concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ 69, 44, 47. Listen to this. وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. And if he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had forged a false saying concerning us, we surely should have seized him by his right hand or with the power and might. And then certainly should have cut off his life artery, the aorta. And none of you could withhold us from punishing him. Then, take also 15. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَ نَأْتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُحَى إِلَيْهِ. And when our clear verses are recited unto them, those who hope not for their meeting with us, they say, bring us a Quran other than this or change it. Say, O Muhammad, it is not for me to change it on my own accord. I only follow that which is revealed unto me. Verily I fear if I were to disobey my Lord, the torment of the great day. And then he comes to the conclusion, وَإِنَّمَا الْمَقْصُودُ هُنَا. You see this word of Shaykh al-Islam, al-Maqsood, you read pages and pages and then you come to this wal-Maqsood. And what is intended is أن احتجاجهم بكلمة واحدة, their plea in one single word from what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم brought, لا يصح بوجه من الوجوه, cannot be acceptable and correct in any way. ف فإنه إن كان رسولا صادقا, for if he was a truthful messenger in all that he relates from Allah, فقد علم كل واحد أنه جاء بما يخالف دين النصارى, فيلزم إذا كان رسولا صادقا أن يكون دين النصارى باطلا. Then it becomes known, if he was a truthful messenger in conveying everything from Allah, then it becomes known that what he brought in that which differs with the religion of the Christians, then it becomes abiding, if he was a truthful messenger, that the religion of the Nasara is batil, false. This is one. The second, and if they say, meaning the Christians, if they say that even a single word of what he said was false, then this entails that with them he was not a truthful messenger conveying from Allah truthfully. And in this case, whether they say he was a just ruler, or a scholar from the scholars, or a righteous man, or they would make him of a saint, a great saint, regardless of the magnification they attribute to him or praise him with, because of what they have seen from his good and his apparent merits and his clear sharia, whenever they belie him in one single word or even doubt it, then in this case they are belying him in his saying, I am a messenger to Allah, and in him saying, I am conveying the Quran from Allah. And whoever is lying in his saying, I am a messenger, then he is not from the prophets and messengers. And if he is not from the prophets and messengers, لم يكن قوله حجة البتة, then his saying is never considered as a proof. Others are like him. And therefore it becomes clear, therefore, if the person does not attest that he is a messenger, truthful in that which he relates from Allah, infallible in that which he conveys, meaning he wouldn't tell a single lie, either on purpose or by mistake, then therefore, لم يصح احتجاجهم بقوله, therefore, it is not correct for them to use his statements as a plea for their arguments. On this note, we stop, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the matter clear for us and to make us benefit from the discussion of this great book of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the correct response to those who alter the religion of Jesus. And therefore, in summary, therefore, for those who missed some of this, in the beginning of his response to the Christian bishop and the Christian claims, therefore, in response, in summary, he wanted to assert that, number one, the true messenger is to be taken, his statements are to be taken as a whole, to be believed and accepted as a whole, not to believe in one part and rejecting the other. Second point that he proved is that if you belie the truthful messenger in one word, then you cannot make any argument or any plea in the rest of his work, in the rest of his statements, and use them as proofs for that which you, for that which fits your positions. And from the benefits also that we learned is that the messengers are infallible concerning that which they relate from Allah. And from the benefits which we learned also, which were very, very important, is that whenever to make any kind of a plea in the sayings of the messengers before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in the statements of the prophets, then three conditions must be met. And these conditions, number one, is to affirm that this particular saying is correctly attributed to this particular prophet and messenger. Secondly, the correct translation of his statement, either to the Arabic or to the tongue used after Musa and Jesus, like the Roman or the Syrianic, because the tongue of Musa and Jesus and the children of Israel was Hebrew. And we learned also that anyone who says that the tongue of Jesus was Syrianic or Roman, then he committed a mistake. Thirdly, the interpretation of their statements and to know what they mean. These are some of the benefits which we learned tonight. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.